This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined by Gina Wine, Director of International Programs and Multicultural Affairs at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Gina, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You guys and international students are having a Moon Festival. Tell me a little bit about this Moon Festival.
We are so excited again to host this year's Moon Festival. The Moon Festival is an Asian celebrated holiday. It is normally celebrated on the 15th day of the 8th month on the lunar calendar. It originated in China during the Zhou Dynasty to commemorate the harvest and honor the moon. It's also sometimes referred to as the Mooncake Festival.
Well, that sounds tasty. Are there going to be mooncakes?
We will have mooncakes as our dessert.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the first. The event is coming up Tuesday night. It'll be at the ULM Student Union Building. They call it the hangar up on the second floor, the big meeting room up there. And it's open to not just students, right?
No, definitely. We want to expand this cultural event to our community, as well as the students and faculty and staff here on campus.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities that will be happening Tuesday night at ULM as part of the Moon Festival. You were talking about the painting of the mask. What is that?
Time to show a little bit of creativity. We will offer every participant, if they wish, a blank mask along with paints for them to use to be their creative, as we could say, palette. They can paint the mask to their liking, and the students love, you know, we use paint that really dries quickly, and so the students love to represent and present their mask in photos as soon as they're done.
Okay, as part of the Moon Festival, what else will be going on?
We will also show a movie titled Over the Moon that will give a little background in history, and so that'll be some of our entertainment while we're painting. We're also going to have a couple of presenters there on the panel to give more in-depth regarding the holiday and what it means, and bring some more cultural aspect to the event for all those that are attending.
You were saying this is traditionally a Chinese holiday, but is celebrated around the Southeast Asian region, right?
Yes, it also is celebrated in different parts of the region. And so the holiday as a whole, it masks the end of harvest season, and it's a time to be with family and hopes of prosperity. When I asked one of our students to kind of give me a similar holiday that we celebrate here in the U.S., she compared it to our Thanksgiving celebration with our families in the fall time of the year.
Well, Thanksgiving, you get to eat a lot. Talk to me about what we might have on the menu at the Mooncake Festival.
So we will have a few things on a menu. We will definitely have a variation of chicken products. We will have our fried rice, egg rolls for the liking. And so it's just little things to taste our palate while we enjoy the event.
Is there any cost to attend?
No, we definitely want to share this awesome event as a complimentary. So no cost to our students, faculty, our staff, and no cost to our public.
A question I have. How many international students are there at ULM?
We have approximately 300 registered international students here at ULM.
And where do most of them come from?
We vary around the world, but about 60% of our population is from Nepal.
The Moon Festival going on Tuesday night, the 21st, at the hangar at ULM. That's the Student Union Building. For folks to find out more, you have an Instagram.
Definitely. You can reach us at social media on Instagram at ULM Global. You can also look up our page here on the ulm.edu website under International Student Services and Programs.
That's Gina White with ULM.